In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. What a glorious betrothal. A man who was of the house of David. When a woman was going to be married to a man, and we only have the genealogies of men, we don't have them of women. We have a strange and an amazing grace when we call upon Ruth, who became part of the genealogy of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. But typically it's all patrilineal. And the man must marry a woman of his own tribe. So we know that Mary was of the lineage of David. Her kinswoman was from the Aaronic side. But it's written here that Elizabeth is the relative to Saint Mary. So she must also be from the side of Aaron. In this way, her son that is born from her, Jesus Christ, is both priest and king. He inherits the throne of his father David. And in his incarnation, he becomes and takes the title of Son of Man. When Saint Mary came to, after the Annunciation, to Saint Elizabeth, you all know that Saint John the Baptist in her womb leaped for joy. This was the moment that he became a prophet. You see, and there is suspicion, and I am one of those who is supporting this suspicion, that there was linkage in these pregnancies that were different from all other pregnancies. That the Holy Virgin Saint Mary knew things through her son, and then Saint Elizabeth knew things through her son. That there was communication. Now, this is not church doctrine, but I believe this. And I have some supporting evidences for these things. I won't go into it now because I'm trying to be compact in my speaking. The angel said, "Hail, O full of grace." This has never been said to anybody else in the Bible at any time. "Hail, O full of grace." She had given herself to God. She had given herself as a gift to God. Her parents brought her into the temple when she was weaned. And she stayed in the temple until the time of the change of life of women. And then she had to be removed from the temple, at which time she was betrothed. But when she heard these things, it says she was troubled in her spirit and wondered what kind of greeting it was. Because she's not used to this forward kind of discourse. You know, there are people, it's hard to find one today, and especially in America, who have such a gentle spirit that if somebody actually raises their voice, they might faint. In America, the woman just raises her voice louder. But there are, and Saint Mary was one of these, so gentle and so delicate. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, because you found favor with God. And you'll conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and his name will be called Jesus," which means the Savior of his people. No, he doesn't say his name is Jesus. You're going to call his name Jesus. Because this is a title, not an essence. Jesus is God, the Son of Man, and the Son of God. And he saves. He heals. He teaches. And God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. And St. Mary said to the angel, this is very puzzling. How could this possibly happen? Why did she say this? She didn't say it in the same spirit that Zechariah said it. And when he said, how will this be since I'm an old man and my wife is stricken in years? It was doubting the power of God in Zechariah's place. St. Mary was saying, I am betrothed to God already. I have given him my virginity. I am his. I am his bride. I belong to him. How is he going to ask me to do this thing? How will this thing be accomplished? I am a virgin. And the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One that has been born of you, we call the Son of God. And then he said, not because she didn't know, because yes, she'd been in the temple since being weaned, and she knew scripture, but as a comfort, she's saying, look, here is something, it's happened before. It happened with Sarah, didn't it? How old was Sarah when she conceived in her womb? So it's happening again. This is the fructification, like when you find growth taking place in a person by just edging them forward in knowledge, to let them think about something that perhaps they've always known but weren't thinking of at the time. And we know that St. Mary was completely convinced by everything that the angel had said. Because in the end she said, behold the maidservant of the Lord. You know, to be someone's servant, first of all, if you're a good servant, it absolves you of all questions of right or wrong. The questions of right and wrong belong to your master. If you're a good servant, if you decide on your own to change one of the words that your master has given you, then responsibility for the outcome falls completely on you. But no, she said, let it be to me according to your word. I am completely giving myself over for whatever becomes. I thought this was going to happen. But if this other thing is going to happen, think about how compliant that spirit is, how willing, and again, how delicate. Now I want to tell you a story. Some of you, probably two of you, remember the Coptic Review. You ever remember the Coptic Review, anybody? One, two people, that's the two I was talking about. Yeah, you remember the Coptic? Dr. Rudolf Yanni was the one who was the editor. His brother is Raif Yanni here in our diocese. He had five brothers and they were all named with, started with R's. Raif, Rauf, Rudolf. Just some women get this alliteration in their mind and then every kid has to be named the same way. At any rate, before I was a priest, I read in the Coptic Review that there was a man who was, I think he was an OBGYN, and he delivered a lot of babies. And he was writing in the Coptic Review, how can anyone believe that St. Mary was a virgin after giving birth? and the answer to this is in, or the follow-up, in the 20th chapter of the book of John. Around verse 6, it's the first day of the week, and the disciples were gathered together, and Jesus entered into their midst, the door being shut. And he says to them, I'm not spirit. I'm not a ghost. Touch me. I'm flesh and blood. How does flesh and blood come through a closed door? I think it's about the 19th verse of the 20th chapter of John. And the eighth day of the week, he appeared to them again, the door being shut. You see? Now, what does it say in Ezekiel? Remember Ezekiel? He talks about the Holy Virgin. And he said, the Lord has entered in and the gate is shut, and no man enters in by it. You see, you had to have a betrothal where the man was also holy and equal to the task of doing all of the things that were necessary for a young pregnant woman. I've seen birth, the birth of my two children. I know the travail. How did the Lord come through the gate? The gate. Without a trace of pain, without imparting any fear. How did he do that? The same way that he entered in the room with the disciples. The same exact way. I don't know if this guy had ever read the Bible, because John 20, it's pretty stark. The evidence is twice proven. Now, I like to always I like to always try to harmonize things with the little that I know about certain subjects, one of which is physics. And I was told in physics that what appears to be solid is in fact not solid. It's a bunch of things that are spinning around at such high speed that wherever you are going to put your finger, there they are going to be. But in fact, in physics, it's mostly space and not matter. Remember 1s1, 2s2, 3p1. Remember diagramming the electron orbits? I remember that. That was a long time ago for me. It's 60 years ago. But what I'm trying to say is, imagine that, and we see this, what, on Star Trek? You see these guys who go into a machine, they're disassembled, they go through metal and space and all kinds of stuff, and then they're reassembled at some point. How could the Lord come through a small opening like a cervix as a child? How could the Lord come through a wall and a door that were locked and still have flesh and bones? Well, ask McCoy or one of the, Captain Kirk. No, there's space. There is space. And if you could control, or if your abilities were that you saw these orbits, which are in fact so dramatically fast that they slowed down so that you could just step through them. Think about that. This is just something that I think about with, again, my very limited knowledge about physics. But I say this, whatever it is that the Lord wills, it shall be done. He has made what he has made out of nothing. Out of nothing. And we rejoice. Now, the birth giving of the Holy Virgin is like the beginning of church. Do you realize that it is the same method in which the Lord came forth by the Spirit of God, that we come forth by the Spirit of God through baptism? The Holy Spirit comes out. The day we were born, we are not what we are after baptism. And it's by the same thing. So St. Mary, there's great reason to venerate and adore and to love. She is truly the mother of us all. And glory be to our God, both now and ever, and to the age of all ages. Amen.